You're listening to the And I Quote podcast, brought to you by Coterie Insurance.
My goal, and it's the same for my personal life, for my businesses, is how are you servicing others today? That's my question. How are you giving back? And how are you showing up for others today?
We will be bringing you conversations with industry influencers and experts discussing a variety of topics focused on our theme, because relationships matter.
Now let's dive in. Welcome to the And I Quote podcast. I'm Ashley Burden, marketing manager at Coterie Insurance, and I'm thrilled to chat with our guest today, Monica Adwani. Welcome, Monica.
Thank you for having me here, Ashley. I'm truly honored to be with you and see what we can, you know, chat about today.
Yeah, I'm really excited too. So just to give our audience a little bit of background, you're the chief operating officer at BRZ Insurance. What's really cool about BRZ is that they're a tech-based independent agency, and they're focused on serving Latinx communities across America. So very, very cool, unique niche there. And we'll talk a little bit about that today. You're also a business owner, managing partner at Savital. So we'll get into that as well. You host your own podcast, Transcend with M. So another great area that I'm excited to dive into. And then also a contributing author, speaker on community building and operational excellence. So you've been able to land really incredible speaking roles all across the country. So we'll definitely dive into that too. And I'm excited because, again, we had the chance to meet in person for the first time last year in Vegas for Cassidy's event. So it was a very amazing event, all like women in insurance and women female business owners. So it was an amazing event. And I really enjoyed just meeting you and getting to know you about your background, such an interesting background that we'll dive into today. And just really your attitude, like you have such a positive attitude and a lead by example mentality. So that's my quick introduction, but definitely introduce yourself to our audience. Let them know who you are and your businesses.
Oh my goodness. That was a lot. But, you know, I'm learning every day how to navigate this amazing industry that we're all part of. I've been here for about 18 years now, between one thing and another. Like most people, I'll say 90%, we never thought I will end up in insurance, because I actually had a medical and a business background. So never, I wanted to kind of follow the family business, you know, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and I wanted to follow that line, but quickly discovered I did not like it. And I was able to apply my skills somewhere else, and that's when I started in the world of insurance.
That's awesome. Yeah, really awesome. And thanks for sharing that. I think it's really funny. We always say, like, some people fall into insurance, some actually dream about insurance and love getting into the industry. So it is always interesting to find out how, you know, our guests find their way into the insurance industry. But that's awesome. So tell us just more about your business. You know, when you started it out, you know, both in the insurance space, and then also if you can talk a little bit about Savital and then about expanding those. Tell us a little bit about just getting into the business and then expanding it.
Yeah. I mean, I never really thought about being a business owner until the past, I think it's going to be 3 years now. And it honestly happened because I started helping my business partners that are now my business partners with, you know, coaching and just helping them to grow their businesses and helping them find better ways of operating their businesses. So it wasn't even like, I'm going to do this, or I am going to open my own insurance agency, or I'm going to open my own virtual assistant company. It just didn't happen that way. Basically, it was just everything started just because my passion for helping and everything that I've done, everything I've worked for, it had a bigger purpose. And here we are, right? Mm-hmm. Two companies later. Yeah. An amazing community of women in insurance, an amazing, you know, platform showcasing stories that everything is possible. I think I cannot ask for anything more. I just can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautifully said. And I think it's just amazing to really, you know, see the community that you've been able to build and really elevate, you know, different voices, right? Voices that are maybe traditionally underheard in the industry and across the world, really. And I think that's what really, you know, has impressed me about meeting you and learning more about your businesses and just what you mentioned about, you know, building relationships. And I always like to say that too, you know, we say insurance, you know, insure tech, right? Tech, but then also it's still very much a relationship-based, you know, industry. And so really with that being the case, you are the perfect example, I think, of how building those true relationships and partnerships and really being able to grow within those. So that's awesome. And one of the things I was thinking about, because you offer your agency, you know, offers services in different languages, English, Spanish, Portuguese. So can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, we're in such an ever-changing world where we're becoming increasingly diverse and there's so many, you know, niche areas and things that businesses can serve. But tell me a little bit about that, about just being able to provide services in other languages.
It's been a huge learning curve because for the past, you know, years of my experience in insurance, I was completely focused on a total different niche market, right? So how do we apply that I knew to a new niche market that communicates totally different, that their needs are totally different, right? So here at BRC, my partners, Tiago and Rodolfo and Zimar, have done an extraordinary job identifying what are some of those communication channels that are actually we had to tap and manipulate and make sure that we understood how it worked within this community that we serve, that is our Latino community, right? And then when I came in, I was just exploring, like, you know, let's do these things, let's do these other things. So what we did, you know, came to the conclusion is that, you know, simply as simply as it gets, it's people likes to be communicated on the language that they speak. We have been able to build a team that is completely trilingual, that has communication skills, that have experience, actually not in insurance, but other markets like retail. You will find gold in different places because you can teach insurance. You cannot teach common sense and customer service, right? And we are that person, that company that has their back, that is helping them build a better future here in a new land that they don't know anything about. So, you know, that's the beauty about why we focus on the language, because we can do things that nobody else wants to do.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. And I thought just really building the entire business around the client experience, I think that goes, you know, a long way, like I said. And I think that you've been able to, just the ability to build your team around that, it goes to show just how much that is your focus. So awesome. Thanks for sharing that with us. So another thing to think through, like as I was thinking about, you know, your different avenues of business, there's with having multiple different right businesses, how do you really set goals for yourself and for your business to really make sure that you're achieving success, continually growing?
Yeah, that's a really hard thing to balance, right? Because you have personal life, then businesses going on. But I think overall, my goal, and it's the same for my personal life, for my businesses, is how are you servicing others today? That's my question. Mm-hmm. How are you giving back? And how are you showing up for others today, right? And with that mentality, with that system already built in my brain, I am able to actually, the companies are completely separate from one another. So my partners in one company are not the same partners in the other company, but I am the same person on both, right? Mm-hmm. And our businesses are built on the service of others. Both my businesses are built on the service of others. So, you know, on the agency here, we are on the service of people. And on the virtual assistant company, we're on the service of agents. So servicing two different niches, two different demographics, was always on the service of others. And then on my personal life, that's how I show up. I always show up for others. And as I continue to do that, then it comes satisfaction, which, you know, helps me achieve all the goals that I want to achieve personally, just because it's all intertwined and it's all aligned, right?
Yeah. And that shines through, right? Your authenticity of being true to who you are. And like you said, your mom and your culture, heritage, all of that, being able to really just intertwine that with your personal and professional life. And that authenticity does really shine through. And that really leads to what I wanted to talk a little bit about next, because you've really, again, we talked about getting into to speaking publicly, and you've had some great opportunities. So how did you get into public speaking? What was your, you know, kind of, what did you set goals for yourself? What did that look like? And yeah, tell me how you go about finding new opportunities.
I don't even know how that happened. I swear. it was not part of the plan. It was not.
Oh, interesting.
And I am okay. Still terrified when I go on stage, or like I told you about doing this earlier. Like I get terrified. Mm-hmm. But it's a good terrified, right? Because, you know, everybody, you get that imposter syndrome. You never think you're good enough to do something right. And then when you're up there with all these people that you admire, that you think you're so small next to them and all of that, you know, that all comes to play. And it still happens to me every single time where I have to like talk to myself, do my routine of like my songs that I like to listen to and like practice, right?
Yeah.
But the public speaking, I think it really took off when I started unapologetically and sincerely showing up for other people, because I got tired of, you know, being stepped upon, and I needed to share the story and that I held here in my mind the capabilities to help other people. So when I started talking about the things that I really like, that I'm passionate about, I think that came natural to a lot of people, and they started inviting me to places and, you know, come talk about this business and these things that you do. I think it will help other people. And again, we're here to serve. We're here to help others. And when I started noticing that what I had to say or what I had learned or what I had go through can help others, you know, either personally or professionally, or tips to help their businesses, then we said, okay, well, let's just share those things that we really know what to talk about and that can help other people. And that's what we do. But it really came from people like, for example, you know, Cassidy, that was like, Monica, I think you can talk about this. It's so cool. And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, just slow your horses. Like, I don't know if I can do this. So it just took like a village of new friends, of people, of mentors to give that push that, okay, let's put you here. Let's talk about this here. Even if it's just a Zoom meeting and whatever. And I think the catalyst was a conference that I did online with Meredith Messenger. She hosted like a women's business conference in the fall of, I think it was in the middle of the pandemic. I don't even remember. And I was like, I like this. So then we started from there. And it's just, you know, seeing people's faces light up when you say something that they were looking for, but you didn't know they were looking for that specific thing. That's the best feeling ever.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I think that just goes to speak right to say like the motive behind it. And when you really truly just want to serve and be of service to others, that shines through even in your speaking. And I think what I loved even when you spoke at Cassidy's event was that it was so, you know, you kind of explain things in a way that it's like, all right, I get that. Even if it's like a concept that I'm like, I never thought about like exactly the ins and outs of virtual assistants or whatever it might be, you know, the topic, but you were able just to explain it in such a way that, you know, you didn't, I didn't feel like, oh, she's making me feel like I don't know anything about this topic. Like, it was just a very like simple, but like very humble explanation. And I really appreciated that. And I think, again, that just goes to speak to your true personality shining through and really in everything that you do. So when you kind of approach, like when you've had the opportunity to speak, how do you sort of prepare yourself? And even thinking through, I think one that sometimes gets me is like, okay, if there's questions, like, what if I, you know, that imposter syndrome comes in, right? Yeah. So how do you prepare yourself for that?
Yeah. I think, you know, it's really important for you to be aware of your own demons, right? Like I call them demons. And preparedness is knowledge, right? Like you just have to understand what is that they're expecting from you and what is that, you know, the points that you really want to make based on the audience that you are going to have. And understanding that you don't have to be these, you know, colossal thing in front of people. Just be yourself. Just be yourself, right? Like I had a total different outfit. For me, the outfit is everything. I need to have the right shoes. And everybody that knows me, that means, you know, 4 inches or taller because I'm 5 foot. Like I'm super small. I'm super short. So like you got to feel good. Like if you don't feel good, you feel uncomfortable, you're not going to deliver very well. And then like for me, I love to hear, I have certain songs that are gospel songs for me. And I have to listen to those songs every morning. Like that's my therapy in the morning. If I don't do that, my day gets a little bit. So I have certain things that I listen to. So I prepare. And then basically, you know, I always carry with me the points that I want to make. Either I write them in my hand or I have a little note or, you know, if you have a screen or whatever, just make sure that you don't lose sight of those. And then interact with people, you know, if you see that people have questions, then ask, you know, let them ask, because probably that's going to lead to a better conversation than you talking straight for like 25 minutes. You got to be adaptable and you have to understand that by stepping into that stage, anything can happen. And whatever is the turn that it's going to take, it's going to happen. Like I am a huge fan of like interacting with people. So because what if what I'm saying they don't really care about? They want to know about this specific thing that they think you're the expert on and you're the only person that can answer it for them. Then do that. Answer that question, because they're going to feel much more valuable after that. They're going to feel that they got something much more from you than just a 25-minute speech, right? So I don't know. Those are things that you just have to be adaptable and make sure that you feel good. I know they're not like rocket science things, but it's what works for me.
And I mean, that's really spot on though. I would agree with everything that you said, the dressing and what you feel your best in, whether that's, you know, some people are really casual, some like have a power color, it might be red, it might be, you know, like whatever that might be, and just really owning it. And I think it's one of those things that sometimes you kind of, you know, you look at it, you might be in the audience and looking at a speaker and you're like, oh, they're so eloquent, or oh, they just, the ideas just flow. And it's like, you know, whatever they've done beforehand to prepare themselves, some people literally like dance, or like you said, belt out, like listen to music, whatever that looks like. But, you know, just that prepping beforehand, really like instilling that confidence and being authentic to what you know, you have that expertise. So I love that you shared that. And like, again, that has shined through when I've seen you speak. And even on your podcast too, I wanted to talk about that a little bit too, because you have your podcast where you've really elevated, you know, women in different stories. So how'd you go about building that? What does that look like for you?
Oh, the podcast. The podcast was my therapy session.
I love that. It's incredible.
I'm telling you, girl, this podcast, it has evolved into something completely unexpected. But I honestly started the podcast because I needed a platform to I wanted to share knowledge about how to be a better leader, right? That was the podcast. The first five episodes, that was the podcast. And then I was like, I don't think I can do this. Like, I don't even know where I'm going with this thing. Like, I don't even have anything else to talk about because, you know, that imposter syndrome, right?
Yeah.
Then something happened in my professional and personal life. And I took a sabbatical for about 2 months. And I came back and I said to myself that I needed to share this story. And I wanted to learn what other women in insurance have gone through similar paths in their stories, but I had no like network, right? Like I didn't know where to even start. So I started talking to my closest friends and I told them, will you be willing to do a podcast with me about your story of resiliency so I can get an idea about how I'm going to get my story out there and to see if there's other stories that can help us create a community. And the first, I think the first seven podcasts or six podcasts that I recorded worked with very, very dear friends of mine. And one of them was my dear friend from childhood, Dr. Jesus Burgos. And his entire career, he built it around an experience we had when we were in high school when his sister was killed, right? Due to domestic violence. And when that story went out, a lot of people started reaching out because it was something different, something people really don't talk about, right? And then I started releasing all their stories of my friends that they gave me permission to do. And that's kind of how everything evolved. And then I started meeting more people through storytelling where they were, you know, telling me their story about, you know, they are now CEO, but this is their story, how they became that person. And I was like, have you ever thought of sharing your story to help others? And that's kind of how it evolved. And it, today we're 130 stories published of women and some men that have come live into sharing their struggles, their wins, how they have become. And, you know, my motto is one person a day. We can only help one person a day, regardless if you know who's listening or not listening. Every story can help one person a day. And it's just blossoming to this amazing network of people, community. You know, it has evolved into people reaching out to others and creating their own collaborations, helping their own businesses. It is amazing to see what the power of one story can do. Because you think that you need to be this like famous person to like have this impact, and you don't. Your story is everything. Your story is what you own. So all these stories help me every single day to become a better person, to learn how to be a better leader, to be, you know, a better business, you know, woman. To understand that I am not alone, right? So it's just this constant reminder that I have to be grateful for everything I have, for everything I've gone through, because my story is my own and it's helping somebody else develop into someone better, just like every single person that I know.
Like, I think that is so incredible, just hearing the story of being authentic and how you just started telling stories and you never know who's going to connect with those stories, right? And who you're going to touch and impact. And I think you've been able to do that in an incredible way. And it's and the, just the growth of your platform and your reach has definitely given evidence to that, but just still staying true to who you are. And so I love that you're continuing to push those stories out. Keep up that amazing work, because I think, again, you never know who you're touching with that. You know, women, little, even little girls, right, that look like me or you, and that might be saying, I don't see a place for myself in this industry or as a leader, as a business owner. And so being able to really highlight that and elevate stories like that, I think is incredible. I don't know. I feel like that's just the best, probably most positive way to wrap up our the conversation today, because you just like brought the biggest like smile to my heart with what you just with what you just shared. But no, honestly, I want to thank you, Monica, really for joining the And I Quote podcast. It's been incredible just to hear more about your journey and really connect with you. We'll have in the show notes for all of our listeners all of the different ways that they can connect with you, obviously your podcast and your website and everything. But again, thank you for being here today, and incredibly proud of you, and just can't wait to see where you go next.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you for listening to the And I Quote podcast, brought to you by Coterie Insurance.
We will be hosting episodes with industry experts on a variety of trending topics this year, and would really love for you to listen and subscribe.
Coterie Insurance is on a mission to simplify small business insurance for agents, brokers, and our partners. To learn more about Coterie Insurance and this episode, please visit our show notes below.